Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 37 of the Power of God and Anime podcast, lovingly brought to you by Beneath the Tangles. I'm Mike of Luigi's Stories and Geekiness and Godliness, and right now I am dealing with quite a bit of pain, actually. Unfortunately, for the second time now, I am dealing with a kidney stone. Long-time listeners might remember I actually dealt with this a few years ago and missed a couple episodes of the old Tanglecast while I was dealing with it. Not feeling great right now with that, but I'm here, I'm pushing through, and we're gonna still get our little message out today. On a more pleasant note, some of you may remember the last episode, I talked about plans to audition for a new show. And this definitely ended up being a case of God protecting me from myself. I went into the audition not really knowing anything about the show. It was just, you know, the latest show my local theater was doing, so I was going to pop in an audition for it. But as the audition was going, I found myself becoming more and more uncomfortable. The particular show we were doing gets into a lot of stuff and has a lot of language that is just I don't feel comfortable with as a Christian. But of course, I'm there, I'm signed up, I don't feel right taking the time to come in and then being like, oh, wait, never mind, I'm sorry I'm wasting your time, but I'm leaving, you know. I wasn't really comfortable doing that, so I was kind of in a conundrum. It's like, I don't really want to do this show, but at the same time, I feel like a jerk backing out after I already came in and said I'd audition. Thankfully, the director is a friend of mine, and she, I think, could see that something wasn't quite right. So she came to me, talked to me about it, understood my feelings on it, and allowed me to back away from the show without any kind of trouble. Definitely a case of God stepping in to protect me from something that really would not have been a good thing for me to do. So I am very, very thankful for that. So what else is going on with me? Well, if any of you saw my most recent devotional live stream on my Geekiness and Godliness YouTube channel, which, to be honest, not really a big fan of my most recent one. I don't think this was my strongest, but, you know, everyone's their own biggest critic. But anyway, I talked about plans for some more Let's Plays of Star Trek Online, which my friends at Beneath the Tangles actually joined in my first Star Trek Online live stream. The remaining ones will not be live streamed just because my computer can't handle it. So I've already recorded three episodes of Star Trek Online that I will be releasing later. And I'm also going to be doing Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. And, of course, my Luigi Stories channel is continuing to be active with a bunch of new shorts in the works, more songs in the works. I've got all sorts of stuff happening. It's amazing I have any time to do anything. Now, today I don't actually have an anime recommendation because I actually didn't have the time to do an anime recommendation because I'm still kind of worked up over this whole Petite Princess Yuusi thing that I brought up last episode. The ending thing, trying to figure it all out, has just kind of filled a lot of my mind and my time. I'll explain. It was raining heavily that night. The rain was pattering the window like a cat seeing another cat outside. I was still struggling to figure it out. How could Petite Princess Yuusi have a different ending from the one that I remembered? I'd spent so much time avoiding going back to that show. But was I wrong? I had to know. But how could I find out? The show is no longer really available. It was at that moment that she walked through my door. Don't know how she got in. I mean, this was my house. I don't know what she was doing here, but I knew immediately she was trouble. She had hair the color of strained peaches and a voice husky enough to lead a sled in Alaska. She told me that she too was trying to learn the secret of the ending of Petite Princess Yussi. We knew that we would have to work together if we were going to figure this out. So I ignored the fact that she had broken into my house, and we went off to begin our investigation. But I'll explain more about that on later episodes. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. I think that expecting your actions to change when your desires remain the same is very similar. And that brings me to my anime discussion of today, which is Makoto from the anime Love Hina. Now, Makoto is a young woman who was raised as a sword fighter, believes in the honor of the Bushido, and she is living in the Hina dorms, and she has a hatred for men. She kind of fits into the stereotype that we have nowadays of had a bad experience with one guy and thus hates all men. Although in her case, it's kind of worse because she isn't even justified in that, because basically her sister was her mentor. And her sister gave up the sword when she fell in love. Well, Makoto blames the man she fell in love with and thus hates all men. Now, in fairness, Makoto is like 15. In this series, so you can give a slight amount of slack, but only to a point, I think. Well, the problem comes when Keitaro becomes the manager of the Hina dorms. Makoto hates him from the start because he is a man, and she is kind of a tsundere of sorts, in that there's a point where she starts to question if she might have feelings for him, and finds herself beating him up in order to counter her feelings. Although, there is literally a point where she gets sick, and her fever causes her to get very lightheaded, and it just happens to kick in every time he's around. When she realizes that this is not love, she was just sick, she blames him for her misinterpreting it, and again, decides to beat him up. She is very much a bully, and a pretty horrible person. But, after a point, she decides to try not to hold as much hatred towards him. She tries to be a little nicer, but the problem is, her feelings towards men and towards Keitaro don't change. As such, she doesn't really change and is still constantly blaming him for everything. Something bad happens, she blames him, it's proven that he wasn't involved, and she's still like, well, it could have been him, because she has such a hatred for him that her actions can't change. And that is something that I see a lot with people nowadays. I remember recently reading a devotional about guarding our hearts. And the verse that they were discussing was Matthew 6:21. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. And the main thing that this is saying is that whatever we put our focus on, that is going to control our actions. Much like how her hatred controlled her actions towards Keitaro. Our desires, where we put our focus, that's going to control our actions. A lot of times, we pray that the Lord will help us to control our actions. Lord, lead me to do this. Keep my focus on this. Prevent me from doing this. But the thing is, if our desires don't change, then our actions are not likely to change. It doesn't matter how many times we say, well, I don't want to do this anymore. If that is still in our head, if that is still a desire that we're struggling with, we're going to continue to want to do that thing. Our focus needs to be asking God to help us control our desires, not the actions, but the thing that initially causes the action. One of the main ways that we can do this, though, is by trying to keep our focus on God. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, "Search for the Lord and for his strength. Continually seek him." I think a lot of times we can get very complacent in our walk with God. We get content with where we are, and we let our guard down. And that's when Satan hits us. The thing about Satan is he is never going to stop trying to make us stumble. So we can never stop seeking after God. We need to constantly be looking to God because Satan is going to try to take advantage of our desires. He knows the desires of our heart, and if he can manipulate those desires towards sin, he's going to do it. So we have to constantly be looking to God and asking God to help us control those desires, and we can't let our guards down because Satan won't. A lot of people get very confident that they can handle it because God's on their side. I mean, we have the classic verse, Philippians 4:13, "For I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." But the thing that I think people tend to forget is, yes, we can do all things through God, but on the other side of the coin, we can do nothing without him. John 15:5 says, "Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Yes, with God, we can do anything. Without God, we can do nothing. If we try to handle these things ourselves, we will fail. There are no two ways about it. There's no, oh, it might work out. No. Without God, you will fail. That's why we need to seek God continually, and it's why we need to ask God to help control the desires of our heart. If our desires are on godly things, our actions and our words are going to be godly. But if our desires are on things of the earth, then our actions and our words are going to be worldly, and that's a problem. Much like Makoto, who refused to let go of her hatred, we cannot hold on to earthly desires and expect our actions to change. We need God to control our desires so that then our actions will be under control. If you'll join me in prayer. Lord God, I pray that my desires will always be on you and on your ways. I pray, Lord, that you will help me not to desire the things of this earth, not to desire things that will cause harm to me or to others. I pray, Lord, that my thoughts will continuously be towards you, and that you will lead me in every step that I take. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. Now, I'm not going to have a song that tells the story this episode, having a little trouble actually singing out right now with the kidney stone I've got. So we are going to skip that this episode and move right on to the next part. So much like last episode, I've got a poll for you guys. And I mentioned earlier how Makoto is kind of a version of a tsundere. Technically, Love Hina, the better example of a tsundere would be Naru. But I actually was doing a little bit of research recently and discovered there are a lot more dere types than I thought. I'm familiar with a number of them, but I saw this one video that had almost 30 different dere types. I didn't even know there were that many. But the four most popular would be tsundere, yandere, kudere, and dere-dere. And it got me wondering, what do you guys think is your favorite of those four types? Personally, I lean towards dere-dere, followed probably by kudere. What do you guys think? Of those four, what is your favorite type of dere? That brings us to the end of another episode. If you want to get more from me, you can find me on YouTube, either at Luigi's Stories or Geekiness and Godliness. Geekiness and Godliness is also on Twitter, at GeekinessG. And you can find Luigi on all the different social media platforms at Luigi's_stories. And you can find more from Beneath the Tangles on all your favorite social media platforms. I hope this episode has been a blessing for you. And remember, the power of God and anime are always on your side. Until next time.